Hi there, and welcome to the Man in the Van podcast, your regular audio drive time companion, where our main aim is education through a conversation. Through our conversations, delve deep into all things related to the tradesperson contracting community, from news to education to industry happenings, helping you do better business while building a better and improved South African tradesman and women contracting community. Thanks for tuning in. Let's start the conversation.
It's another big welcome to you, the listener out there, our audience. Thanks for joining this episode. And in this episode, we're going to have a conversation with Mr. Shane Parry, who recently registered with the PRB. And we're going to find out more about his journey of becoming a registered professional plumber and the ease with which he completed the PRB's induction process. Shane, thanks a stack for joining me in studio today.
Hi, Willem. Thanks for having me.
It's awesome to have you as a guest. Thanks for your time and your effort. Before we continue with our conversation, have a listen to this.
At Advanced Valves, respect and integrity are our core values. This means our products have been manufactured with the proud plumber in mind, the one who does not compromise on quality, the proud plumber who saves his customers money and time, you who values the importance of using SABS-approved products. Visit your nearest plumbing store to purchase SA's preferred valve brand. Advanced Valves, your trusted leader in building your reputation. Also available on App Plumber.
Don't forget to download the all-new and improved App Plumber from the Google Play Store. All your plumbing solutions are just a click away, exclusively for Android users.
So Shane, I've got quite a few questions for you. And just before I fire away with each of those questions, I'd like for you to just introduce yourself to the audience, please. Please tell us about your career and your apprenticeship and where you come from, where you hail from. Please tell us about Shane Parry.
Perfect. I'm from Johannesburg, Edenvale to be exact. Mm-hmm. Started out my plumbing career back in 2008. So I've been doing this for about 13 years now. Uh-huh. Owner and director of Pipe Knight Plumbing. Knights of the Round Table?
Aha. Uh-huh. It's when you rock up with your wrenches and your tools and your equipment instead of the swords.
There we go. We will save you. Don't stress. but otherwise, before that, used to work for Burgess & Partners Plumbing for about 7 years or so, 6 or 7 years. Then went into, I kind of left plumbing, not really left it, but did plumbing on a smaller scale where we just installed a water point or two in office blocks for water filtration systems. But that became quite tedious. It's not real plumbing.
Yeah.
So I came back to plumbing, opened my own business with a few friends of mine. And we've been good so far. We're going on for about almost 5 years now.
It's lacquer to hear. It just goes to show that it is your passion. It is something that you have a passion for in the industry that you take pride in.
Definitely. Like, to be honest, I was tired of the long days and the heavy hours and that kind of thing. And then, like I said, went to work for a water filtration company where we installed water filtration systems. But you do one, you've seen them all, it's a copy, paste, repeat kind of thing. So I did that for 2 years and I was like, nah, give me the long hours. I want that back. There's nothing like finishing off a house and feeling that pride, once it's done, like all this hard work and you've accomplished something.
Yeah, and knowing that you've solved the problem for a client and a customer, somebody that's got an emergency, like help, and knowing that.
Yeah, definitely.
You've given them that value. All right, so you've been in the industry for a couple of years now, Shane, but it means that you've actually been qualified for quite some time. I mean, you didn't just arrive all of a sudden now. Yet it was only recently that you registered with the professional body for plumbing in South Africa with the PIRB.
Yeah, that's true.
What was that drive or that motivation for you to register with them or a professional body or an industry body?
Like a lot of our workers, one of the buddy that owns like half of what I own in the company, he is PRB registered. And I always felt like I was, one degree less than he was. I wanted to uplift myself to kind of take it to his kind of level as well. So like, if anything, like, you know, God forbid he wants to immigrate or, you know, leave the company or anything, like, we still can carry on as normal. And, you know, I don't want to have that stress if anything does go wrong.
You're saying that taking it to the next level. I mean, already you're a professional in your trade.
Yeah.
And I do know that you do take pride in your trade, but knowing that you sort of become then, you already have a you know, your partner, your business partner, who is part of the professional body. Mm-hmm. And that means that he's sort of part of that support structure, that community of like-minded professionals, professional plumbers. Taking that pride in your work and in your trade.
Yeah, I think he's been a member ever since back in the day, since you guys started. So, yeah, and he's actually been, like, pushing at me for quite some time. Just do it, just do it. It's easy. Why are you not doing it? Or, you know, you get the whole spiel from him. And I was like, you know, one day just had enough, went on the website, registered, and to be honest, it was far easier than I thought. You know, it's like one of those things where you know, your car license disc is expiring soon. You better make a plan to do it, but you don't want to go, you know, wait in the post office. So you leave it to the very last minute to do it. Like, I'm just one of those guys. Always have been. It's Shane, worked out well so far. So,
but now that you registered, I mean, the fact is that, you know, certainly there must be something in you that says that you believe that plumbing work should be done right according to the requirements of standards. It should sort of be regulated properly. There are many fly-by-nights that slip through the cracks, and that sort of damages the reputation of the trade and the industry. And that, I think that, you know, was that sort of a part of your motivation and your drive to register with the professional body?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, it's like you'll go out to someone and, you know, that everybody's been had by a contractor before. Like, whether you're an electrician or whatever you're doing, that this trust that comes in before you even get to the job. You know, it'd be nice if people were like, you know, he's competent, he's qualified, licensed, he's got all these things in order. Like, there must be a reason for that. And, so like, if we all did the same thing, the whole stigma of you know, the clients feeling like they're going to, you know, not get the right service or partial work done or whatever the story is can go away. And like, you get there, this is a story. And they believe you without second questioning it. You know, that'd be nice. In a perfect world, it would be like that.
And it's coming. I mean, it's getting to that point. I mean, what the professional bodies and the industry bodies are doing for the trade and for the industry is to help to change the perspective of the consumers out there. Because, I mean, you know, people, when you talk to people about plumbers, they immediately have such an incorrect perception. Misperception of plumbing and the plumbing industry. And that's exactly what these bodies do. The PRB, IOPSA, to name but a few, that's what their vision and the mission is, to uplift the industry, to improve quality and help to promote better and improved quality plumbing services. Mm. And I think it's awesome to hear from a plumber that when they do take pride in their own work, what they deliver to customers out there, that they then join this community of like-minded people, of other plumbers who sort of also want to give that peace of mind to the customer, to say that, listen, we are professionals in what we do, so that when we arrive on site, you can trust us and you can know. You know, obviously, other people, those who are not registered, can also deliver quality services, and they can also be trusted. But I think the industry bodies offers that peace of mind to the customers. Like you said, before you even arrive on site, just the mere fact that they know that they're going to use a properly qualified, a properly a licensed, registered, that is supported and backed by a professional body.
Yeah. No, it's definitely. And it's you know, it's a little bit sad because there are guys that, you know, they aren't registered. Some aren't even qualified, but yet they're doing the job. And look, they might be doing the job brilliantly. And so those guys that, like, you know, just come in for a quick deal, you know, get the job sorted long enough so they can get paid and then, and then run off, you know, like in a perfect world, it wouldn't be like that. So obviously the steps have to be made to ensure that someone's upholding the standard.
Yeah. And I mean, it's always the customer and the consumer that's left with that sour taste in their mouth after they had an experience with an unqualified person, a person who's not properly licensed to do the specific work or whatever.
Yeah, and it makes it difficult the next time you wanna get a plumber in. Like you know, your awareness is a little bit more up there. So even like the poor plumber coming next, he has to work extra hard to ensure that this is the story, this is what needs to get replaced or fixed or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, not feel like not less of a plumber, how could I put it? Mm. Just like your integrity is getting questioned before you even know the person.
Exactly.
So it's not lacquer, but you understand it.
Yes. It's because of an experience they had with somebody else, a bad experience.
And majority of the time, someone's had a bad experience, you know. So, you know, it's to change everyone's perception and make them, you know, this guy is coming in, he's licensed, he's qualified, he's PERB registered. You know, like it's easier to uphold your, not even like defend your integrity when you get to a place. Mm. Like it's already done for you kind of thing. Like this is my credentials. I've worked hard to get to this point. And if I was going to be screwing people over, I wouldn't be here. Or I wouldn't have what I have.
Before we continue with our conversation, have a listen to this.
Introducing the Plumbing Industry Registration Board Company Registration Portal. Now you can register your company to have access to more benefits, including purchasing and allocating certificates of compliance to your PRB registered employees. Visit www.pirb.co.za to find out more information.
Are you a tradesperson or a trading company that is looking for a platform to market your services? Let Articulated speed up the process for you. You can use our podcast to sell your services. Email us for a quote at organizer@articulated.co.za. You can also visit our website at www.articulated.co.za.
Let's talk about your experience of the registration process to get registered, and more specifically, your completion of the PRB's induction course. How did you go about that process? How did you go about in registering with a PRB? Where was the starting point for you?
I went online, went to the website, registered through them. The whole process was so easy. You can't even – and quick as well. Like I thought, you know, it's going to take a few weeks, you know, get my PERB registration number and everything like that. But no, a couple of days. So, yeah, I went online, registered, made a profile, did the payment. Once the payment reflected, I think it was like the very next day, they sent me a link to I think it was IOPSA. IOPSA's website, where
that new e-learning platform.
Yes, that e-learning platform. And then the nice thing was, like, I think I can't remember exactly, but I think there were like 12 modules or something, each with a couple of videos inside of them.
And for the PRB's induction course, there.
That's correct. And the videos were entertaining, short, and quite informative. So you didn't feel like you're bored or I didn't want to do this or, you know, let the video run and go do something else in the background. You know, you wanted to know more as much as you possibly could about PRB and what they're here for. And it was an easy, quick, good process.
Those videos come along with some sort of an assessment, a requirement for an assessment after each video or each module.
That's right. Each module came with a multiple choice questions. And if you watch the videos, I think from 1 to 11, as long as you watch the videos, you should be able to pass. And obviously 12, it's more of your own understanding of plumbing. Not your own understanding, but you need to know these things. And the video is not going to be teaching these things in it, so as long as you know what you're doing in plumbing, yeah, you should be fine.
Sort of testing your own knowledge. So yeah. Once you've completed this, the induction course online and on the e-learning platform, what was the next step? You successfully passed that. Was there a sort of a last or a final assessment at the end of the course? Was that module 12 that you spoke about now? Or was that even after that last module?
I think it was module 12. Yeah, the SANS module.
The SANS standard assessment. Yeah, that's the one.
That was it was a little bit difficult, but they gave you enough time. It was multiple choice. And the questions were, yeah, if you know plumbing, you'll be fine. You know, if you've been in the trade long enough, I don't even think you need to be qualified to pass the questions. They weren't extremely difficult, but you know, if you know the answers to those questions, I'd say you're quite competent.
Mm. Shane, the fact is that plumbing work should be done according to the applicable SANS standards, and whether you know those standards or the requirements thereof off by heart, or whether you have it available when you go out on site and do your job, the fact is as a plumber, you take pride in your work. You know that it has to be done according to standards. I mean, the standards exist for one purpose only, and that's to ensure the health and safety of the consumer and to ensure that the work is as efficient as possible, that it's fully functional and as efficient as possible for the consumer at the end of the day. And if you're a plumber that takes pride in that, you will know those standards and you will know the requirements thereof and make a constant effort of referring to it.
Yeah, because they get updated here and there. And like you said, it's for everyone's health and safety. Things are working correctly as they should be, because you could install a geyser and it could be working. It'll give you hot water, but you don't know if someone's blocked off the TP valve because it was dripping, or the wood struts underneath the geysers are not thick enough for the weight of a geyser. You know, that could be detrimental if it's not installed correctly. And like you said, the SANS regulations are there to make sure that if you're doing the job, you have some guidelines. Please follow the guidelines, and everything will be fine. It's great. So if anything does go wrong, which it won't, otherwise they would have changed the standard, then you can be like, well, I did it according to the standard. Yeah. So it's also yourself. Yeah. You're getting protected
on your own level. It's also to keep you to know that if you've done it according to the requirements and the standards that are set there, then you've also covered yourself, not only for the consumer, but for you as a plumber as well, the technician as well.
Definitely.
So it was just, it's so awesome to know that actually the testing of your knowledge about the standards was part of the PRB's induction course. So when you've completed it and you've passed all of that, you get a certificate for that. And what happens after that, Shane?
So I got a certificate. Like on the spot, it tells you very quickly whether you passed or fail. I think first time around, you needed 60% or 50% pass. Mm-hmm. And then if you fail the next time around, you'd have to get 75%, which I was stressing about. I was like, please don't fail, because the second time around sounds harder than the first time around. Luckily, did it the first time around, all good. And after that, got the certificate. I think it was an online thing. And then the very next day, PRB emailed me saying, here's your registration card, number. And within a couple of days, they emailed me once again to say that the physical card, even though you don't need the physical card anymore, you get a PRB, you can choose the option to get the card. I think you do pay for it, because obviously, nothing's free.
But the printed version thereof.
Yeah, the physical version. Like, even though you don't need it, everything's online now. Even if you're registering COCs, everything, you can do it online.
Yeah, I mean, there's App Plumber through which you can log into your PRB profile, and you can show the customer your identification card and your registration card online, on your mobile phone as well.
Yeah, But I'm a little bit old school, even though PRB offices, you know, they do give you the option to post it and stuff. You know, it's 50 Ks from where I stayed. So I took the drive. I wanted that card. You know, it's like your evidence that you've done what, you know, your colleagues and, you know, other plumbers have done. So yeah, I wanted that physical card. I went to fetch it.
And you physically drove through to come and to go and collect it.
Yeah, they gave me the option. They're like, "Are you sure? You know, we can post it to you." And I was like, "Don't worry, this is South Africa Post Office. You never know when this thing's gonna come." I'm coming. I went that day right after the email. I was like, "This is me taking a 50-kilometer drive to get a plastic card." But it wasn't about the card. It was. Yeah. You know, I did something. I completed something, and this is what I got to show. Yeah, you took pride in it.
What was your experience when you arrived at the PRB's offices?
How did you feel? I felt like they knew,
professional,
friendly, professional. They knew what I was coming there before I even walked into the office. They're like, "Hi, you must be Shane. Here's your card." Before I even was like, "This is what I'm here for." They knew I was on my way. So it was more of a personal kind of feel. Like I always thought, like, you know, it's got like a corporate setting, you know, everything's, you know, prim and proper and professional, but you get there and everyone's, you know, like a family kind of thing. It's not very corporate like there.
Yeah, which is nice. It boils down again to the fact that it's the professional body for the industry, for the plumbing industry. So you have to feel like a professional when you walk in there. It's
yeah.
Before we continue with our conversation, have a listen to this.
Plumber training has never been easier with articulated plumber courses. Enroll now to upskill yourself at your own pace and earn CPD points. Our informative and easy to follow courses can be found on iopsitraining.co.za. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Articulated Plumber.
This year, various role players in the plumbing industry will gather once more for an ultimate boxing showdown, and it's all in the name of charity.
Yes, the plumbing industry is gearing up for this year's Champions for Charity boxing match.
This white-collar boxing event will ultimately see various average Joes step into the ring and give boxing a bash.
If you want to find out more about sponsorships or want to get involved, please email c4c@pirb.co.za for more.
Shane, I want to get down to, all right, so now you went through this process, now you're registered, you've got your license, you feel proud of that fact that you've gone through the whole registration process, you're part of this community. What is the value that it offers to you being registered and licensed? What value? Does it hold personal value for you? Does it hold value for you, your profession and your trade? Does it have value for your business and your services? Does it have value for your customers? What is the value that it has for you?
All three, to be honest. Like, personally, myself, like, once you get qualified, you get your RTL certificate, great, best feeling ever. You know, you've worked all these years. You've gone through your apprenticeship. You've you know, worked hard. You know, you started at the bottom of the barrel, worked your way out. And you got your certificate, great. So getting that PIRB registration, you know, locked in and having the physical card, it's the exact same feeling. You know, it's like you've worked hard, you accomplished something. Now you get this card and you registered with, you know, people know you now. And even like on a business point of view, you know, it's always good to follow what the guidelines are. You know, PIRB registered, you've got to be PIRB registered to do a lot of things nowadays. Like, you know, if I remember correctly, like any job over 1,500, you've got to give a COC certificate. And to be honest, I can guarantee you a lot of plumbers out there aren't doing it yet. But, you know, as the years go on, you know, more plumbers will start issuing COCs for every job that they do. And the fly-by-night guys are gonna struggle there. But it might even motivate them to, you know, go get qualified, you know, take the steps that I did, you know, like
to do the right thing.
To do the right thing. Because, yeah. Like, you could get a guy that, I don't know, maybe maybe his buddy was an electrician, hired him for a couple of months. Now something failed or something. Now he thinks he's an electrician, but there's so much more to each trade, you know, plumbers, electricians, you know, like, you know, so much can go wrong. And just putting those years in and learning, it's, you know, you stop bad things from happening to you, yourself, your clients, your business, whatever it may be. It's just, you know, if you can't see the benefits, then I don't know. Can I paint you a picture?
knowing that you know, a professional body ensures that the work, that the plumbing work done in their trade, in their industry, is done correctly. It's done according to the standards. And that's why the issue of the COC is there. It's to self-certify the fact that your work is done according to the requirements of the standards, taking pride in the fact and acknowledging that you take not only responsibility, but also accountability. For if anything goes wrong with your installation and what you've worked on and what you did for the customer, then there is some form of recourse for the customer. Again, you mentioned that the value that it offers you to be registered and licensed is on a personal level. It's on a professional level. It offers value for your business. And you said all three, because I did ask you whether it offers value to your customers as well. And surely that must be, you know, knowing that it's not just the piece about that piece of paper that they get at the end of the day. That's called a certificate of compliance. It's about the peace of mind that comes along with it, knowing that here's a professional that enters my premises. Mm-hmm. Whatever he's going to do is going to be done according to standards.
Yeah.
It's going to ensure as a customer, my health, my safety. It's going to be as efficient and as functional as it can possibly be because of the fact that it is done according to the, you know, that standards and the requirements thereof.
And the last thing is that there's also like a third party PRRB that like, as a plumber, you might be like, you know, this job is done correctly. You know, the client might be like, the actual customer, the end user might be like, you know, this isn't correct. Mm. You know, they can, you know, contact PRRB, and then PRRB can mediate between the plumber and the consumer, the customer. So it's not like you have to take my word for it because I'm the professional plumber over here. We can get a third party involved, and you know, they can tell us whether I'm wrong, or not to say the customer's wrong. You know, sometimes, you know, what customer hired me to do plumbing, like obviously they don't know anything about plumbing. That's why I'm there. So
exactly. You're the expert in your trade.
Yeah. And to be honest, like there are some difficult clients out there, even though your work might be up to spec, everything to code, sans galore, you know, everything is correct. And for some reason, they don't feel the same way. Who do we go to? Do we go to lawyers or what do we do? So it's nice to know that like if I was in that situation, I could be like, here's PRRB's phone number. Please give them a call. I'm sure they'll arrange one of their representatives to go out, inspect my work. And, you know, just to put their minds at ease afterwards or rectify my mistakes if there are any. You know, it's an added benefit for the consumer and even yourself. Like if you truly believe something is correct and it isn't, you've learned something. So it's kind of like school fees.
Absolutely. I mean, this you hit the nail on the head there by saying you've learned something. You know, many people may look at the whole auditing process, the COC, as sort of a punitive measurement, but it's not. It's the fact that, you know, let's say, for instance, your COC does get selected for audit. Then an auditor goes and inspects. When they find something that is not quite according to standard, it may be that you had a different perception. You as the plumber, the technician, it may be that the only thing was that slight difference in perception of what the requirement was. And just by that auditor telling you, okay, hang on a second, this little thing here or that little thing there isn't quite as what the standard wants it to be, that helps you as the installer, as the technician, as the service deliverer to learn, to grow, and to progress.
Yeah, definitely. It's also like if that situation did have to come up where an auditor comes out and say, listen, you did this wrong, I guarantee you I ain't going to be making that mistake on the next job I do.
Yeah.
You know, and things change all the time. Like as you know, technology improves and people even get a better understanding on geezers and that kind of thing. Because, you know, last couple of years, geezers were done one way. You know, then all of a sudden you needed a drip tray and now you need thermal lagging. You know, it improves as the years go on. You know, like I don't know who's judge or who creates these new laws that come out to get the COC signed off. But it all makes sense, you know, thermal lagging to retain heat and that kind of thing. So it does make sense, and you're getting more value. If you're the client or the customer, you're getting more value knowing that done correctly, this geezer or whatever it is, it's operating at the most efficient way.
Yes.
At the moment. But give it a few years, there'll be something new, something different. But that's also the other thing. I don't know. Did you say anything about the CPD points yet?
Exactly. I was just going to hint towards that now. The fact is that you're mentioning the fact that it's an ever-evolving trade and industry.
Yeah.
Technology changes and evolves, and it's there for improvement. It makes things easier. It makes things better. And that's what CPD, continuous professional development, is for. If you don't keep yourself up abreast of what's changing and evolving in your industry, you're going to lag behind.
No, most definitely. Most definitely. And the CPD, like, you gotta earn points. And so it also, like, even though you PERB registered, PRB registered, you still need to earn those points for the next cycle. So it pushes the plumbers to get involved in, you know, the community and, you know, watch learning videos and go to seminars and, you know, whatever knowledge you put in yourself is only benefiting yourself at the end of the day. So, I do understand those points very well, and they make complete sense, because you could be doing plumbing for 20 years, but that plumber who did geezers 20 years ago, geezers nowadays are completely different. Installation-wise, like, look, they had a whole lot of, they had a much easier time. You know, I've seen some geezers just plonked on the wall and that's it. Easy, quick installation. Like, that's very cool. Like, I wish things could be like that, but there's a reason why it isn't. And so the installation, it's a whole lot more work nowadays, but it all makes sense. That's another thing I love about getting audited and that kind of thing. It all makes sense. Whatever you're doing, if it's, like I said, thermal lagging on a geezer, it just makes sense. It retains heat longer. Electricity is expensive. You want to save electricity, greener environment, all of that. So whatever new laws or regulations they're putting in place, there is a reason. And it's always one or two things. It's safety and, you know, efficiency of what you've installed. And it's just like, you want something to last for years to come. You don't want the client replacing their drain pipe every 10 years because, you know, the previous plumber didn't compact the ground or whatever you did that wrong. You know, it's not lacquer for anyone.
At the end of the day, it's all about the value
that
is added. Speaking of value, do you think that it will benefit the plumbing industry as a whole if more or all plumbers realize the impact and the value of their services, of what they do and what they bring to society? And if they realize that they are actually professionals in their trade, that question, do you think that it will benefit the plumbing industry if more plumbers realize that?
Definitely. Now, let's put it like this. Could you imagine if PRB didn't exist? Like, there'd be a lot of cowboys out there, a lot more. The standard of work, no matter what house you'll go into, there'll be things wrong everywhere. And it's also, if there's a standard, this is a standard, these are the codes, the regulations, follow these guidelines. The next plumber that comes in to do a maintenance job, repair job, or whatever, they can already foresee or determine how everything is working in the house at that moment. Because like, if you followed the guidelines, this should be there, that should be there. You know, it makes the job so much easier. But now if you have cowboys out there, you don't know what they've done. Like, you've got to inspect this whole entire building or house just to figure out what the last guy did.
Exactly. And if you're charging per hour and it takes you quite a few hours just to try and figure things out that has been done by a previous technician, then you're just wasting the customer's time and money.
Yeah. And now you've got to sort all their issues out, all their mistakes or their dodgy plumbing. You know, so even going back to clients and being like, yo, there's a lot wrong here, you know? Like they don't want to hear that. And it sounds
nobody
like,
wants to.
Yeah, nobody wants to hear that. And it's also the nice thing about being registered with you guys, with the PRB, is if that situation comes up where I'm like, well, listen, there's a lot wrong here, don't take my word for it. Here's a professional body to contact. They'll tell you what I've told you. It sounds like when someone comes up to you and says, oh, there's a lot wrong here, we've got to do this and this, it kind of sounds like I'm trying to make a quick buck. You know, like,
exactly.
You don't know anything about plumbing. I could tell you, you know, your geezer's floating off into space, and that is incorrect. The average Joe's not going to know any better. He's going to be like, well, I don't know if this guy's lying to me or can't make a quick buck or he's telling the truth. So it's either a lie or it's the truth. There are two options, and PRB will come in and settle those disputes for us. And
that's awesome to hear.
Yeah. So like, if everyone can join PRB and follow the guidelines, regulations, you know, my job would be so much easier.
I think it's a win-win situation for everyone involved, all the stakeholders.
Yeah, for sure.
Consumer, the plumbers and the installers, everyone.
Yeah. It's like getting your license, your car license. You know, if you know, you drive on the road, you know for a fact everyone, well, should have license, majority of them. And there's a few that don't have licenses, but oh well. But can you imagine if no one had licenses? There's no proof that you know how to drive. You didn't go to school to drive. There's nothing like that. It'd be chaos. It would be absolute chaos out there.
Absolutely.
So it's the same with plumbing. Like, if everyone's a cowboy, no one has licenses, no one's holding up the regulation, you could do what you want and just carry on. And then, like, it just puts, you know, safety is a concern, you know, efficiency. You know, you got to get your carbon footprint smaller nowadays.
It'll be a mess.
It would be a mess. So PRB, you know, are the police, not even the police, the guards to proper plumbing.
Just before we say goodbye, have a listen to this. We'd like to encourage our audience to follow Articulated Plumber on Instagram and Facebook, not only to find out more about the Man in the Van podcast, but also to learn more about any exciting and interesting news that we may have. Our handle on both Instagram and Facebook is Articulated Plumber.
Listen, Shane, I want to thank you once again. It's been an awesome conversation. It's so good to hear, like they say, from the horse's mouth, the actual plumber, the actual person who registered, who joined up, who made that decision to take pride in their trade. And certainly from what I've learned from what you said to me is that your partner in your business, and your workers, you all do take pride in what you do.
Definitely.
And you know what? There's definitely going to be some consumers who are going to listen to this podcast. So you might just get a couple of calls. You know, you said you're in which area?
Edenvale. But we go everywhere.
Edenvale and Joburg side.
Yep.
And the fact is that now, you know, people have listened. And the knights of the plumbing industry located in Edenvale. Yeah, for sure.
Thanks,
Stack. Absolute I appreciate
pleasure.
It.
Thank you very much. Cheers, eh?
And then lastly, thanks a stack to our audience. We'll definitely see you again next time.
Finally, it's time to switch off this engine. Cheerio.
Man in the Van Podcast, your regular audio drive time companion.